That was funny. Like, she couldn't wait. Like, she was like, no, I can't wait to crap all over the Boston Celtics on D'Lo and KC. So let me get in here as soon as possible so I could crap all over this team.
Throwing shots at the should-have-been finals MVP, Jason Tatum.
Should he have been?
Yeah. Don't say it like that. No shade to Jaylen Brown. He deserved it, too. But don't talk about Jason Tatum
also,
like that.
Also, you don't listen to Slayer. I'm calling Cap.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we got a Trista freeze. She just likes rock and roll t-shirts.
Can wear them.
Uh-oh.
No, it's fine. She's just taking, she's showing us the estate. The Trista Crick estate. We were hoping to maybe see Vivica and De'Aaron out there. No chance. So we're going somewhere where the Wi-Fi is stronger. Like, look at all of these rooms that she's got. Oh. This is just a house with many, many rooms.
That's it. It's like D'Lo's house.
It's not.
Let's talk about D'Lo's rooms. Yeah. Let's talk about his house.
You know, during the break, we can spend 10 seconds on this, but during the break, I was talking to everybody, and I'm wearing this North Carolina championship shirt from 21-22 season. And I said,
I didn't know they still made those.
I know. That's why I love the shirt. I love when they do the little cartoon character championship shirt. And I was telling everybody, I don't know anybody on this team. Huh? I think this is RJ Davis. Or that might be RJ Davis. I can't find Bacon.
I'm pretty sure that. I'm sorry?
Bangkok. What's the name, Jesse?
Bangkok.
Bacon.
Armando Bacon.
With the C, not a C. I mean, with the T, like not a CK.
No, you're flirting. I don't know. It looks like you have UCLA era.
Do you know any of these? You know any of these kids?
Walton.
These kids? You know any of these kids, Tristan?
Yeah, you've got.
It looks like Marvin Bagley in the corner.
No, you've got that kid who played for Australia.
Looks like JaVale McGee up there at the top. Like, just have random people all over your shirt.
They're champions, though. I don't know.
Champions, baby. Champions.
Candy Rice, we were, Shep.
Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt your hating.
Yes, you start off by hating on Tatum.
Yeah, why do you hate? Okay, let's go this. He's a champion now. Do you still hate Jason Tatum?
I've never hated him.
No.
I've never hated Jason Tatum. I just think it's like, you know how like there's certain brands that you enjoy the brand, but you just think that like people overhype the brand maybe too much, right? Like people act like Off-White is Saint Laurent.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
And like Off-White is a great brand, but it's not Saint Laurent.
Okay, dude. You're going to see me when you come back. No, I see you. That's fine. That's good. That's fine. That's fine.
Just off the top.
No, you're just throwing shots at everybody. That was good. You know what? Now that I see it, now I'm seeing a connection. You hate light-skinned people. That's what it is. See? No,
Trista,
I see it. You
Trista heard... basically said, everybody likes Off-White. Off-White is not Kith, but they try to act like it's Kith. That's what she said just now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jason Tatum, for me, should be a top five player in the league. Like, he should be. He has all the tools, all the skills to be that. But upstairs, not top five. Minus 30 in two games of the finals, like one of the worst three-point shooters in NBA playoff history.
Oh, only worse. Only person worse was Jaylen Brown. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he just nobody's
nobody talk about Jaylen that though. Brown.
But no, because nobody says Jaylen Brown is that. Mm. He's just a very useful piece that's able to pick up Luka 94 feet from the hoop, and sometimes he scores and sometimes he doesn't. But we, I think, collectively expect a lot from Jason Tatum, and we have not gotten that from Jason Tatum. He's a champion, but let's not act like he didn't have 20 points when they were up 25 in game 5 last night, and then just decides, oh no, like the ball is mine. Like, it's time for Carmelo Anthony basketball, and I'm going to take it to the rim 8 straight times to make sure I get 30 points and to make it look like I got my triple-double in a closeout game so that history 10 years from now makes it look like Jason Tatum was balling out in a closeout game when we know Jason Tatum was not.
Don't do that. He was really good in the first half. He was really good in the
first
half.
See how we had to qualify?
Well, no, because you said no, he was really good the whole game, but you're talking about the end of the game and he's trying to stat chase like he wasn't good for the throughout the rest of that game. Like he was cooking in the first half.
He just wasn't on pace for 30, right? Like he just wasn't there. And he hasn't been particularly efficient either. I think Tatum's really good. I think he's really good and he's a fun player. He's just not that cream of the crop. And I am not going to allow other people to say that he is.
What does, and I'm using quotations for the radio audience, what does champion Boston Celtics mean? Because that's what your tweet said. With an accompanying GIF, which is amazing that you just had it available.
It means they're champions. It means like the Los Angeles Lakers are champions in 2020.
No.
There's gonna be a lot of don't do that in this conversation.
Why are you so dismissive of the Celtics championship?
They didn't play anybody. I gotta get to a place where I can sit down. They didn't play anybody. Sorry. I just kicked her. Ooh, shoot.
They played the Mavericks.
Who did you kick? Did you kick a person?
Emma.
Oh.
Poor Emma.
Sad, though.
No, okay. So they didn't play anybody. So they weren't the best team in basketball all year?
No, they were. They just weren't tested.
And on top of that, see, this is where we're going to get here. Who were they supposed to play? The Milwaukee Bucks that you think stink?
I think everybody stinks.
That's kind of a shoot at the way this is going. That's kind of true.
I think everybody kind of stinks. Yeah, you know?
Everybody kind of stinks.
I got love for the Kings, though.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Wait, who's that?
That's Emma.
Yeah, Emma.
Oh, I thought Emma looked different.
Oh, she got a haircut.
Fun fact,
she's so sweet and so cute. But the reason that looks like I got Simplex right here,
oh dear,
which I do not, uh-huh, is that she bit the hell out of me the other night, made me bleed.
Oh.
And now it looks like I got a cold sore.
Yeah, a cold sore.
You know what I mean?
No.
It's tough. It's a tough situation.
There's a really, whole episode. Reality. There's a whole episode on The Office about this, Kenny, that you'll see.
Is it close?
Nope. You'll probably see it in about 12 years.
Oh, okay.
There'll have been 4 Office reboots by the time you get to that episode of The Office.
Oh, did you guys? This is, you talk about reboots. Sorry. Did you see they're coming out with a Everybody Hates Chris cartoon?
No.
It's called Seth MacFarlane.
I certainly hope not. But it's called Everybody Still Hates Chris.
No, I'm with it.
And Chris, Tashina Arnold, and Terry Crews are part.
They're all. Oh, I'm as long as Terry Seth MacFarlane is not.
Right.
It's a good look.
Like Terry Crews, though, he's kind of on the.
He's a little.
He's different.
He's a little.
He moves different.
You got to be aware.
Yeah,
you got to watch what you say around Terry Crews.
Got to be aware. Okay, so the season's over. You hate the Celtics. They didn't play anybody. They're not worthy of being the champions. They're the
champions.
No, stop doing that. Stop doing that. They were the best team in basketball all year. They lost 3 games in the playoffs.
It's true. They are disgustingly good. They really are. All jokes aside, their roster's insane. Like they are stacked.
Did they have to beat Denver? Like would the perception be different? Yeah. That like they would have had to have beaten a team that wasn't good enough to get to the NBA finals. And people would feel different.
The other crazy thing about that is I think Denver's been overrated all year long.
Tell them.
Like they're a good team. They're not.
Tell them.
They're not what people tried to make them out to be. They're just a good team.
The Lakers are missing some depth pieces that they needed in that championship run. Like, I do think we believe that Bruce Brown was not as important as he is. that we were convinced or they were trying to finesse us into believing that Jeff Green wasn't an important piece. Mm-hmm. And so that they were going to roll out, you know, with Peyton Watson and Reggie Jackson and like guys who just weren't up for the task. Yeah. And that's on us for believing them. But when you win a championship and then you kind of have some capital as in terms of your talent evaluation. And if you tell me, hey, I know what I'm doing. You saw what I've built. You've seen the swings that we've made. We think that this guy, Peyton Watson, is better than Bruce Brown. Then, okay, we'll wait and see. Fine. Shame on me for believing them.
The one of the crazy things about the Western Conference playoffs and everything else like that is, I think you've heard it said a lot, and we all kind of agree, matchups played a huge role in how these playoffs shaped off in the Western Conference side. And really kind of what a lot of that came down to was, what was it, the second to last game where Wemby just destroys the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Destroys them. Yep. And kind of keeps them, I think, out of the one seed.
Yep.
Yes.
And they ended up, three? The three seed or the two seed?
Yes.
Two
seed. Yeah, I think it was.
It was two seed because Minnesota was three.
Okay. Two seed. Yeah. Yep.
And who knows how that plays out if they don't have to see Minnesota till the conference finals or at all. Mm-hmm. Minnesota might have gotten knocked out before that.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. And Minnesota was built to beat Denver. And I think that's what you're going to see is you're going to see teams focus on how to beat the champs. And that takes time. And by the time their roster is ready, that team might not be the champs anymore. You might not even have to ever see them again. So I think the one thing, just going back to Boston really fast, it's not just Denver. I think the one thing that I wanted to see was the matchup against a dominant center. And Derek Lively is really good, as is Daniel Gafford, but they're not dominant centers. They're not all NBA caliber centers like Jokic, like Giannis, like Embiid. So I'd like to see that mm-hmm. matchup where those teams were in their peak. They weren't injured. You know, Dame obviously came in out of shape because he didn't want to get traded. Or he wanted to get traded, and he didn't want to get traded to the wrong team if he got hurt in Portland last offseason. Obviously, Giannis' injury was huge. So, I mean, Embiid's always hurt. So I would have just liked to see like a fully healthy team with a dominant center because I would have liked to see the Kristaps Porzingis matchup play more of a part. And KP was injured, so that would have been interesting. That would have been more interesting to me.
This is whack.
No, this is trash.
Who did this with Denver last year? Denver played the Miami freaking Heat last year. Anybody do this with them?
I wanted to see him play Boston. Mm.
But that surely didn't diminish the way anybody talked about them all year. It was like a coronation for the Denver Nuggets last year. This should have been a coronation for Boston, and it doesn't feel like that. Because there's a lot more Trista Cricks out there than there are anybody else. And we don't know. Sure. I don't know why.
We don't really know why collectively we feel this way. It's just, I don't know. I can't really call it, guys. Like, it's just inside of me. And, like, you know what really bothers me, too, is Tatum's post-game speech.
Oh, that was tough. Yeah. That was tough. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can't defend everything.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a super talented corny friend that you're like, just why? You know, why can't you just like either be less talented or like more like swap?
Have some,
you know,
yeah.
Just have a little swag to you. Like even the drop of the mic at the, you know, they asked what would happen if we wouldn't have won. Guess they'll never find out. And drops the mic.
Okay,
like,
Kanye.
They said Tatum doesn't say anything original.
Took Kevin Garnett's line. Took Kanye's line. Sir, stop it.
Trista, I think I'm a one-man wolf pack on this one. I want to know what you think. I think he was a little taken aback that he didn't win the Finals MVP. I thought he thought he was going to win it. My mom, I'm watching it with her, and she goes, She's just funny. Her wording
Mama
was
is very funny.
Her wording was hilarious. She's like, yeah, I mean, because she thought Tatum should have won it. She's like, yeah, I mean, look at him. Now he's got to hang out with Deuce since they humiliated him by not letting him. They brought him to the front and then he didn't even win.
He's got to hang out with his stupid little son.
Yeah, I think the NBA thought he was going to win it too.
I think Jalen thought he was going to win it.
So here's why, like, Jalen was right at the front too. Like, if you watch the podium thing kind of when they're doing the wide shot as Lisa starts to talk, it looks like someone, I assume from the Celtics, maybe from the NBA, is positioning Jalen in a spot to where it's like, hey, don't go too far away.
The funny part is, you're right, but Tatum positioned himself on his own. Like, he was kind of in the back, and then he kind of walked toward Adam Silver. The poor guy, as my mom said, got humiliated.
He was trying to give him a reason. 30-point triple-double. That was what it was. And
my God,
10 years from now, they'll say, what happened? Tatum had 31. He had 12 assists or whatever it was, 9 rebounds. Like, what? What happened?
My guy should have won, man. He should have won.
He's not the MVP of the game.
My guy should have won finals MVP. All his numbers were better than Jalen.
He had 2 30-point games, to Trista's point. Don't make
the
me
other
do
one
this.
Was like what was the other one? It was like 17, 11, and 9 or something. We read that off.
What was the other one?
This
what?
Game two.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Any other time we worried about you filling up the stat sheet? Now we ain't worried about it. Come on now.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't make me.
I'm talking
all,
about
one. Don't
general.
Do that.
I'm talking
two,
about in general, not
and,
you.
Don't,
I'm talking
don't,
about
and
general.
Don't make me take a stand. I'm not going to take a stance against.
Here's the
Jason
thing, too.
Tatum,
like
or
Tatum.
Jaylen Brown.
Tatum's putting up 30 shots a game. He should get 30 points.
He's also
26.
He's also facing the best defender. What we talking about? We talking about Kyrie guarding Jaylen Brown? Luka guarding Jaylen Brown? That's we what Tatum going to do if Luka guarding him? I go average 45.
Probably still.
I like Jalen though.
Shooting threes.
At the end of the day, I think they both had it generally the same series, so I don't have a problem with Jalen winning it at all.
Except for Tatum didn't have a tough defensive assignment.
Luke averaged 30 points a night. Like, let's not act like he held him to 7. Yeah, Luka's issue wasn't even on the offensive end. It was he didn't play no defense. He was getting whatever he wanted on offense. And Jalen wasn't guarding him all the time either. And I say it's not all on Jalen that he averaged 30 a night. Like, everybody took their turns, and offense wasn't the issue.
But who did Tatum guard again? Like, who was it that he was on? Was he Derek Jones?
Probably so. No, he was guarding Gafford, wasn't he, a little bit?
Playing a little small ball 5?
Yeah, he's versatile.
I mean, he didn't have to guard Kyrie, he didn't have to guard Luka.
No. Who do you hate more, Jason Tatum or the Boston Celtics as a whole?
Oh, the Celtics as a whole.
Yeah.
I think if Tatum played for, like, the Thunder, I would love Tatum.
What is it about specifically Tatum you hate so much? Like, is it the – is it his demeanor?
Wait, aren't your
feelings? Is it his demeanor?
It's the fall off. It's the fall off. It's everybody says he's still 19. He's just kind of being – it's
like, he is only 26, and he's breaking records.
Because he's been in there since he was 19.
So was Kobe.
He's been very good since the moment he entered the league.
It's true. What I hope for in all things is growth, and not growth in our accolades, not growth in the fruits of our labor, but the growth of our skill sets. And he has gotten a lot better as a rebounder and as a passer. But I want buckets from Jason Tatum. Mm. I want miraculous buckets. I want timely buckets. And I do not get those timely buckets. I rarely get them.
I think he saw your TikTok when he mentioned, he said that specifically the other day. He saw your TikTok. He said that when I was coming in, they wanted you to score, but they said you wasn't a winner. And now I'm winning, and they say I'm not scoring enough. I think he was talking directly to Trista Crick.
I think he yeah, because it's like I heard Cameron talking about Trista the other day.
Let's go.
That's where it was.
Let's go.
Yeah, everybody was talking about Trista over like a 48-hour period. She was on NBC, like CNN, said, and
Tom Brokaw was talking about Trista Crick.
It is what it is.
Just spanning. Crick love the kids. We love all.
As well, as long as they're not Celtics fans or Celtics players.
As long as it's not Deuce, you love them.
Yeah. God, what did Deuce do to you?
Deuce is also annoying.
Wow.
He just brings them around all the time. Also, I love the vulnerability, but probably don't put it on wax that you didn't want to have Deuce. Like, it's probably, you don't put that on wax.
Yeah, that was a bold strategy.
Hey, but look, Air Horns, you see what happened last night? LMA popped out of nowhere, and she popped out of nowhere. You see that?
I missed that.
LMA pregnant with Tatum's baby.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay.
We're also assuming she didn't say it was Tatum's baby,
but not time to become official.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's a lovely couple. They're about to bring in a new little bundle of joy. He can play basketball and make babies at the same time.
He's a more efficient shooter than Trista's giving him credit for.
I wish he was as efficient as a basketball player as he is as a sperm donator.
So look.
I can tiptoe around stuff. Trista can't. Like, Trista's like, no, I'm just going to say it. Like, what do you mean? What's the problem?
As long as I'm not dumped by the, FCC?
You're dumped by Jesse. You're not dumped by the FCC.
Well, as long as I'm not getting in fine territory, then we're just going to talk as close as I do to everybody else.
I haven't even approached it.
So, yeah. Trista, do you have a favorite moment from the 2024 season?
Ooh, favorite moment.
I love the NBA, by the way. It's such a funny league.
It is a funny league.
There's a lot of good ones, and they're like, they just don't pop up in that way, like unprompted.
I think the one that comes to my mind, the very first thing was LeBron on National Women's Day. No, that was a classic.
You're the two most amazing women. Classic. Just love you guys.
I mean, the funny ones too is like Doc Rivers taking over the Milwaukee Bucks like midway through the season as like who he was consulting Adrian Griffin the whole time. Like, meanwhile, he was Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. That was really good.
AK, I was just about to say, shout out to Giannis racing into the Pacers.
Oh, that's an all-timer.
Was that this last season? Yes.
Wow.
And then the Pacers immediately getting James Johnson because we're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not messing around. We got a black belt now, and he will F you up.
Yeah.
They just like meet the next day they did that. And he's been on the team ever since.
Trista was in the you were in the Garden for the playoff run, but that was pretty cool. Did they win that game or they lost? Was that the Sixers game that Maxie hit the shot?
Knicks lost that game. Yeah, that was the Maxie
foul.
8 points.
Foul.
Yeah.
Even that seems like months ago.
Yeah, it seems like an eternity ago. Hey, we learned in the last few minutes KC hates OG Anunoby.
There's
reports that OG Anunoby unhappy with this first offer from the New York Knicks. What is OG's worth to the Knicks and to the NBA?
Oh, that's questionable. So I think OG wants max money.
Well, of course he does. I'm sure he does, but settle down.
If I'm paying OG and I'm a Nick GM, I think it's $30
million. That's the number we set on. Kenny said he ain't
worth it. I wouldn't pay him $30 million. This was the comparison I had or the scenario I had. I said, what I pay OG, and not saying that this guy is better than OG, I'm not saying that, but would I pay OG $30 million or Caleb Martin $18 million? And I'd pay Caleb Martin $18
million. No. Did you not see what the Knicks did when OG Anunoby was healthy?
He was gone half that time. Remember, he was gone half the time he was there.
I think they lost three games when he was on the floor.
I think he played three games while he was with the Knicks.
I don't think that's true.
He was gone half the right after he got traded. He got hurt. He was gone half the time, and they start cooking.
We can just find out, can't we? Basketball Reference. That's what we got to do. He played 50 games this year.
50 games on the season.
50 of 82. Yeah, this season he's played 50. Here's the thing, though, guys. I've been like checking the temp on OG Anunoby all year with a very reliable set of sources. Mm-hmm. And I kept talking to them like I knew, right? You know, you do that where like you make a declarative statement and like you don't really know it. And then you just wait for the person who actually does know to respond to get your information. That's like a low key Tristan Crick pro tip. And I'm like, man, OG will probably take less, right? Like, he'll probably give the Knicks, like, an MSG discount. Probably. Like, he probably loves playing in the Mecca. It's good for his brand. New York City's the best. He gets to play with Jalen Brunson. And I'm sure, like, this is his destination. Like, this is the place he wants to be. And this person was like, yeah, no. And I'm like, yeah, no. And they go, Tris, don't do this. Don't, like, say no. And I'm like, dude, he's there. Like, he probably doesn't say yes to the trade. If he's not going to sign long-term with New York, you would think that was a part of the conversation. And he's like, Tristan, you're tripping. And then, like, a month, 2 months later, actually in this playoffs, remember when the Orlando Magic were rumored to go after OG Anunoby in this offseason? I call him, and I'm like, there's no way he would play for Orlando. No chance, right? Like, New York Knicks, Orlando Magic, and he goes, OG's going to go where OG gets paid. I'm going to tell you that right now. And no state income tax for Florida makes it even better. He is not tied to New York. And so I don't know where you're thinking that, but he will go if the money is not right. And I'm like, no way. And it is true. That came out today, and I was like, wow, good reporting by this person who's not a reporter. And they texted me as soon as I put the Instagram video up. LOL. Like, yes.
OG Anunoby played 21 games for the New York Knicks.
How many did they win?
He played 14 games right after the trade. Mm-hmm. They were 12-2. Mm-hmm. He missed 16 games, came back and played three. They were 3-0. He missed the next 8 games, came back, played the final 4. They were 3-1. They were a total of 18-3 in the 21 games OG Anunoby.
They're really good with him. How do we know he's going to play more than 21 games,
though? I just am baffled that you're using that argument now.
What do you mean now?
Well, because you don't use that argument with Brandon Ingram or Zach LaVine in the Sacramento Kings.
I actually do. I say that's a wart. That's an issue.
So,
which
so,
is but who's, you, but who's, you
would
my, do who's
it.
My number one guy?
But you would do
who's
it.
My number one guy for the Kings?
Kyle Kuzma.
Yes. It's not those two.
But it's Kyle Kuzma more because of his health than the contract.
His health and his contract, and he's had a little health issues as well. But the contract. This production, all that plays a factor.
But you'd roll the dice on those other two players.
I would roll the dice on those other two.
You're a Knicks fan. You wouldn't roll the dice on OG Anunoby. You're 18-3
also,
with them.
Also, I think the Knicks have more flexibility to get other players. I don't think the Kings have the flexibility to, like, their options aren't as open as the Knicks are to get that. So if OG won $30 million,
he played 67 games last year.
So,
who's he?
OG Anunoby.
So, look, okay. So here's my deal. OG Anunoby, you sign him $30 million. That's pretty much it. You win in a championship? That's it for the Knicks.
Well, is it?
It's more.
What more can they do?
You're not going to win it with Caleb
Trade
Martin.
I'm not saying you are, but you have the financial flexibility to be there if Giannis wants out or anything.
I think you have as much flexibility as you think.
This is what I'm saying. If Giannis wants out of Milwaukee in a year, and wants to come to New York. You can do that. Once you sign OG, you got OG, Randle, Brunson, DiVincenzo going to get paid. That's your team.
Oh, Randle's a part of the trade.
All right.
Randle's probably the next Knick to be traded.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes.
I'm telling you, that's the same argument we have for Indiana, though, right? Like, that's your team. You don't have no more moves left. You sign Miles Turner. You sign Pascal Siakam. You got to pay Halliburton. That's your team.
Siakam it's the same was move, yeah.
It's
absolutely
the same thing with the Knicks.
I agree, but what I say about the Pacers?
You said they're going to be the 2 seed. They ain't beating Boston.
I don't think they are, but I don't think the Knicks are either.
All right. Okay.
So I disagree. Under that theory, then, like, no one's beating the Celtics. So why try? Why even re-sign anyone? Why pay the money? Like, we're just going to...
The Kings are beating the Celtics. I'm saying no one in the East is beating the Celtics.
I'm telling you, you don't want to take...
But if you look at it, I'm not wishing this man ill at all, but, like, say Tatum were to go down, the Celtics are vulnerable. It's not like injuries don't happen. Jamal Murray got injured... Jimmy Butler got injured, didn't play.
The Celtics are in for a championship hopes, you're right. The Celtics are built better than they're built a whole lot better than Denver or Philadelphia.
I'm not willing to cap myself out for OG. That's all it is. If he takes a different type of deal and I still got some flexibility, I'd have no problem having him on the team. Like, he's obviously, the numbers speak to it. His game speaks to it. I have no problem on the team. But if I got to. I think personally, he's like a $25 million a year player.
Y'all Knicks fan. How much?
Like 25 max. Personally, I don't think he's a $30, $35 million a year player.
Y'all Knicks fans have been trying to, like, trade for a superstar for like 20 years. And, like, I think OG's the biggest trade that you've landed since Carmelo Anthony, who basically forced his way to New York. You just going to let him go?
I mean, for $35 million, I'm not spending $35
You keep
million
upping
dollars.
The number. Like, I'm not spending 30. I'm not spending 30. I think you're wrong.
Do you think that Tyler Hero should get paid more than OG Anunoby?
Oh, you might be asking the wrong guy.
I mean, I like Tyler Hero.
I like Tyler Hero jersey. Allegedly.
I like Tyler Hero. I don't think he's a better player than OG Anunoby.
Do you think Jordan Poole should get paid more than OG Anunoby?
No, that's not fair.
Absolutely not.
Do you think Chris Middleton should get paid more than OG Anunoby?
Not at this point in his career.
Do you think DeAndre Ayton should get paid more than OG Anunoby?
Nah, I don't think so. I haven't given up on Ayton, though. But I think those guys are
high 20s, low 30s. That's what OG.
What do we say about them? We say those are terrible contracts, right? We say those are terrible contracts. That's way too much money.
There's good contracts at that number, huh? Right? Like, there's good contracts at that number as well.
Well, I'm just talking about those guys that you talk about. Like, those Jordan
Poole.
But
you're putting OG Anunoby in that category of player? Jordan Poole and DeAndre Ayton?
I don't think they should be making that much money.
But they are, and that's Trista's point. Like, she didn't name the good players that are making $28 to $32 million
We should just give him money because the bad players are making that
type
of money?
No, he's worth it. That's the disconnect that you just won't admit. You don't like OG Anunoby as the player. Like, OG Anunoby is a really good player.
I wouldn't pay him that type of money.
Okay. If I was Kenny Caraway, the general manager wouldn't. D'Lo, the general manager would. I'd pay OG Anunoby.
That's fine.
The Knicks, I'd do it. Like, he makes the Knicks better.
That's fine.
There's a risk with every contract you sign with health and all of this stuff. Trista just laid
out. I'll tell you this. If OG Anunoby's going to play 82 games, being in New York will be the best option for him to do that physically, given the team that is around him in New York and that would have to travel to him otherwise. So his best chances to be fully healthy are for him to continue to be in New York City.
I think they both should come to an agreement. I think they will. I think he will be a Knick, and I think whatever he doesn't like about the contract, it's a negotiating period. So you negotiate, you do what you do. But I think at the end of the day, I think, much like you just said, I think they're both best for each other.
Let me ask you this, though, Kenny. If your OG Anunoby in Orlando offers you $35 million, no state income tax, and New York offers you $27 million with the income taxes of New York, which are obscene. I think it's like 14%. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
That's a good question. I admittedly, clearly, I'm not in that situation. So if I'm in that situation, I may be thinking differently. But in these situations, because we talk about this a lot with Malik Monk, I'm not overly money motivated. If I really like New York, if I really like being a Knick, playing in the Garden, being a Knick and all this other stuff, maybe that contract and that team isn't what pulls me away. If I'm on the fence, like OG kind of, he seems money motivated, then I'm just taking the money. Like it almost don't matter who it is.
He's going to triple his net worth with this next contract. This contract's really important to like establish. Like he goes from a kid with money to like he's wealthy now.
Right. But what she's saying is like I'm obviously I'm not the same amount of money, but I'm wealthy if I stay with the Knicks too. If I really
but
like
you have
being
to
in New York,
about, like maximizing your lifetime expected like salary value. If you take 25 now, then maybe the next contract you're getting 35 or 40. If you take 35 now, you're not getting 35 or 40 next contract. That's just you have to kind of capitalize on what you're worth when it's the highest that it can be, because usually unless you have a big downgrade in production or you have injury risk or significant injury history, like what we've seen with Clay, your values of your contracts normally don't go down in the prime of your career. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big piece. And I don't know necessarily that it's just money motivated. I think it's role motivated too. Mm-hmm. And that was my big concern with New York. And I think it's a great fit for New York. OG Anunoby is absolutely impactful for them. And I would do everything that I could to keep OG Anunoby. But OG Anunoby's been saying, I want plays called for me. I want to be a focal point of the offense. And as much as we all love Jalen Brunson, and he gets his eight assists, boy, a lot of those that are going to OG Anunoby are like swing, corner three, 4 seconds left in the shot clock. Mm-hmm. He's not the second or the third option offensively. Even Josh Hart was getting more shots than OG Anunoby. So I think it's money. I think it's role. I think it's situation. And like, does he feel that connection to the Garden? I don't think one half of a season that he played 23 games in was enough to solidify that bond.
Trista Crick, the host of the Real Heat Check podcast.
Yeah.
Why have the Odyssey like legal team not done something?
You gotta
about
talk
that?
You gotta talk to Danny about that one. I talked.
You've
got to
talk to Danny about that one.
I did. I talked to him today.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna go at Steph. Danny is the wrong guy to talk to. Steph Curry.
We got Bay Area. He was like, you know,
we need it.
This could help.
We need an impart. I can hear it in his voice now.
I'm saying that's how I feel about it. I'm not saying I agree with you, but I'm just saying if there's nothing we can do, there might be some positives for you here with you and like the greatest shooter of all time having the same podcast name. Just stumble on your podcast.
I didn't ask. I feel like he might have named his daughter Steph, but I didn't ask. I should have. Love you, TK. We'll come back with
love
more.
You guys.